Thursday, the 31st of October. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here on Radio Veritas. So, some of you may know about the festival of Halloween, which is a bit of an odd festival in that it's sort of related to the church and it sort of isn't related to the church. And I want to talk a little bit about where it comes from and why we might celebrate it and what we actually as Catholics do celebrate at this time of the year. Long ago, long ago in Europe, Halloween has its roots in an ancient Celtic festival of Samhain, which was celebrated more than 2,000 years ago in the area that's now kind of France, United Kingdom, Ireland. And it was the celebration of their new year, because it was the end of, in the Northern Hemisphere, it's the end of summer and the beginning of winter. And so you can see some parallels there with like Judaism. You have noticed that we've just celebrated Rosh Hashanah, well, the Jewish people have, and that's also the end of the year, the beginning of the new year. And it all happens at about this time, which in the Northern Hemisphere is the end of summer and the harvest and the beginning of winter. Now, fortunately in South Africa, we don't have terrible winters. I mean, they do get cold, but they're not as terrible as Northern Hemisphere winters. And I think there's something about the Northern Hemisphere really preparing itself psychologically for winter in these festivals that mark the end of the year. And the belief was that the ghosts of the dead return to the earth. And you can see that belief pops up again when we encounter Halloween in American stories and American movies. And so there's something about this idea that's always been there in European thinking around that time of the year. Now, what happens when Christianity comes to Europe? And remember, Christianity did come to Europe. Europe wasn't always Christian. Well, a little bit of enculturation goes on. So when you hear the word enculturation, it can apply to things where we're looking at traditional African beliefs and we're saying, oh, actually that can work quite well in Christianity. How do we merge these two? But the church has been doing this for a long time. It was enculturating European stuff long before it was enculturating African stuff. So in about 600, Pope Boniface dedicated a feast on this date to all those who were saints in the church and all martyrs. And Pope Gregory later expanded the feast a little bit. And so we get in the Catholic tradition this idea of the Feast of All Saints and All Souls. And those feasts fall on the 31st of October and the 1st of November. And there's a sense in which the church is taking a pre-existing tradition and saying, well, how can we work with this? How can we bring it into the Catholic fold? And there's a lovely sense in the church of us wanting to spend time thinking about those who have died, those who are part of the communion of saints, not in a scared way, not worrying about them as ghosts, but thinking about them as being with Christ. And that's part of what our creed teaches, that everyone who dies in Christ is with Christ. That all the souls, all those who have died, all our ancestors who have died, who have known Christ, are with Christ, are part of the heavenly court. Then we think in particular about the saints, about particular people who were really, whose lives said something important to us as Christians about God. And so we remember them at this time of the year. And in fact, if you remember, all of November, which we're going to be looking at as we go forwards, all of November is a time in which we pray for those who have died and we remember our dead. And this is very, very important for us as human beings, because our history, our sense of where we come from, our sense of who God is, our sense of who we are, is linked to the people who've gone before us. We didn't just pop into existence out of nowhere. We have parents and grandparents and great-grandparents, and we have uncles and aunts, and we also have many other people whose lives have touched ours who may have died. And so this time of November is really a time of remembering. Remembering our dead, praying for them, and asking them to pray with us. And so I'd like you to close your eyes now, and maybe just to think about one or two people in your life who have died, who were special to you, and who you loved. Maybe you have an uncle or an aunt or a grandparent, or maybe even a parent who's died. Just close your eyes and remember that person. Remember one thing you loved about them. And you may like to imagine them smiling at you now, giving you a hug, and trusting that they are with Christ. They are with God in heaven. And eventually we will also be with them again. So we ask God to bless them and to bless us. Amen.